Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced.
At this time, we'd like to do for you a song comes from Swaziland.
And we're coming to you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight from Yakima, Washington. And I'm your host, Shabaka Sankara, and the executive producer, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And we're joined by our co-host, the one and only Mad Doc, coming to us from Oxnard, California. Okay, tonight our subject matter is the Trump regime continued. We will continue discussing the redundancy of the Trump regime, his policies of creating a police state in the United States, and his disregard for the general public's welfare, and his being pretty much of a loose cannon. The time has come in history for us as a people, ladies and gentlemen, to become self-sufficient and control our own resources and infrastructures. So this is what we're discussing. In addition to the show, is open mic as well. And please state how you honestly feel. And this show is for mature audiences only tonight for those over the age of 18 years of age. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome our co-host tonight, the one and only Mad Dr. D, coming to us from Oxnard, California. You there, Mad Dr. D? Okay, Mad Dr. D, are you there? Okay, all right, well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Mad Dr. D will be joining us soon. Well, anyway, moving along right here is that for the last few weeks we've been seeing what's going on with the Trump regime in regard to the general public, such as the situations up there in Charlottesville, Virginia recently about the white nationalist movement and what have you. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we want to give a very special shout out there to all the RVGs out there in the Pacific Northwest and the Seattle-Tacoma area. We also want to give a shout out there to New Era Detroit for the great work that they're doing in regard to, you know, helping Flint, Michigan, what is a water situation. In addition to, we want to give a shout out there to Chicago as well, too, of the great work that they're doing and emphasizing on rebuilding the black commercial infrastructure over there on the south and west sides of Chicago, Illinois. Well, ladies and gentlemen, due to the redundancy and the highly questionable antics of the 45th president of the United States administration, a lot of concerns have been coming out, not only here in the U.S., but the world in regard to that perhaps maybe that this man might not be fit to be the president of the United States, or maybe he's not competent. All right, so what we do is that we're inviting our callers to give us a call here. Shabaka's Black Experienced Enhanced at 646-564-9630. And first one to speak live on air with your comments, questions, and concerns. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, as we are looking back over the last 4.5 years, in regard to these questionable police killings, such as what happened with Mr. Castile in Minneapolis, such as what happened with Mike Brown in Missouri, such as what happened with Mr. Gardner there in New York City, with also what happened with Mr. Mario Woods in San Francisco, what also happened with Mr. Azeel Ford in the city of Los Angeles. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns in regard to of how the criminal justice system and the local governmental structures, you know, in regard to the district attorneys and grand jury inquiries given against these individuals who are murdering our people, stating that since they are police officers doing this, that they're in fear of their safety, and where it's highly questionable where a lot of the shooting victims have been unarmed or marginally armed, and wish they could have used better restraint. But I've seen up here in the state of Washington that someone was explaining to me that they have something, I guess, like an initiative or gathering signatures to place a measure on the ballot for the police to show more restraint and to use non-lethal force. Okay, are you with us there, Mad Dr. D? Oh, okay. All righty. Well, we don't have Mad Dr. D with us tonight, having some technical difficulties going on with him. Okay. Well, anyway, moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Now, another thing that we have to look at is all the controversies that's going on with Trump around the world geopolitically, the situation with North Korea also, too, the situation that happened there in Charlottesville. And from what I understand, someone was enlightening me, is that they had had some type of incidents there at the University of California at Berkeley as well, too. So we're asking, you know, all of those, you know, with any information or updates, you know, please give us a call in at 646-564-9630. In addition to, we're wishing everybody well down there in Texas due to the hurricane that is coming through there. I believe it's called Hurricane Harvey. So quite naturally, of course, we wish everyone well down there, and for all those who have loved ones down there as well, too. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our hashtags this evening are Resurrection of the Mental Dead, Black Thoughts and Theory, Black People, Black Love, African Americans, and Pan Africa. And also, too, we got the one and only Mad Dr. D is joining us. Are you there with us tonight, Mad Dr. D? Okay, we got a caller from area code. Yeah, Mad Dr. D, is that you out to 626 area code, last 4-4-8-3-7?
Yeah, this is Mad Dr. D, reading all my comrades, people, black, orange, everything. I'm just everybody, how you guys doing? Today's topic is going to be
the Trump regime. Okay, our topic tonight. No, our topic tonight, Mad Dr. D, is the Trump regime continued. It's because, as you know, due to technical difficulties, we were trying to do this show two nights ago. And we had technical difficulties. Is we didn't have our proper setups. Okay, Mad Dr. D will be getting back with us shortly. So we're discussing Trump, the redundancy of the Trump regime, his policies of creating a police state in the United States, and his disregard for the general public. Also, too, is open mic as well, and please state how you honestly feel. And please give us a call at area code 646-564-9630, and please press 1 to speak live on the air here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and I'm coming to you from Central Washington tonight. And now, with the Trump regime, too, ladies and gentlemen, I'm noticing a high regard, or people are emphasizing here in this parts of where I'm at about their Second Amendment rights. And so Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced our like page. We're on a, you know, how should I say, they got us restricted, you know, about for the next 15, 20 days. And We'll get back on there shortly around about the first week of September, from what I understand. But however, you could definitely follow us on Twitter. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. That's Shabaka's BLKEXP. You definitely follow us on Twitter as well too. So we're inviting all our callers to give us a call, you know, on the subject matter right here. But also too, we want to talk a little bit about Jeff Sessions, his Attorney General, and about how he is implementing, you know, a hidden agenda that I believe that is a collusion along with the administration of the 45th president, due to highly questionable things here. Also, too, we have to emphasize that there is no commercial infrastructure in the Black community for Black men to provide jobs for our children, and this is why they marginalize us in the public eye. And what it is all we got is each other. And other groups of people, you know, do not have this division amongst themselves. But we understand why. Okay, as I've seen over the net, that makes a lot of sense, that due to post-traumatic slave syndrome and ingrained to us, that we emphasized on one of our previous podcasts where we were taught not to forget, has had great damage on us generation after generation after generation. And many of our scholars have commented on this, and it is amazing of how this nonsense and this garbage and this bullshit is perpetuated generation after generation. So we invite those to give us a call, ladies and gentlemen, here at 646-564-9630 with your comments, questions, and concerns. But moving right along into our podcast is, what can we do to control our own land resources, labor resources, risk management resources, and capital resources to become self-sufficient, to countermand the situations that I feel that is my will be coming up in the months and years ahead of time during the presidency of Donald Trump, the 45th president of the U.S. In addition to, what can we do to protect ourselves, and also to insulate ourselves, you know, from the hardships that they're going to come upon. It is basically, to me, it is a, how should I say, regression back to 50 years ago, where Trump, to me, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, is a combination of Reagan, Bush, and Richard Nixon all combined into one. Jeff Sessions, you know, with those ears, he looks like Dumbo out of a Walt Disney movie. Looks like he's about to fly away. But however, the problem is the power that these individuals have over the general public, and not so much domestically, but also internationally. And also, too, we invite those to call in with their comments, questions, and concerns and opinions of how we could insulate ourselves against this. Also, too, how can we shift our buying power? And also, too, we want to talk a little bit about the NFL in regard to Colin Kaepernick as well, too. Me, personally, looking at this, which has been going on in regard to Colin Kaepernick, is that he's bringing attention to a very, very real problem that they insist upon that we forget about or try to make us say it doesn't exist. And remember, on previous podcasts, we did make the point that they made it a point for us not to forget. So when we do remember these and try to do for ourselves or to bring attention to social injustices against us, you know, they label us as, how should I say, being ungrateful, being racist, don't worry about it, and what have you. But it's quite amazing of how other groups who have went through trials and tribulations, that they get to voice their concerns and their situations. But when it comes to us, they pretty much sweep it under the rug and make it marginal. And that's bad. And this is why it's very, very important that we have our own homeschooling going on for us to educate our youth for ourselves. It's because, as Malcolm X said, ladies and gentlemen, over 50 years ago, that only a fool would send his child to his oppressor to be educated. In addition to, we have to look at those who had made the ultimate sacrifice, from the civil rights movement to those to the black liberation movement and the black empowerment movement, who had made great sacrifices as well too. And it's quite redundant of the state of affairs that we as a people here in the U.S. are in, particularly our youth. But yet though this power structure through its hypocrisy goes through its agenda, and it simply, you know, marginalizes our existence, our contributions, and our oppression. Now, as I've seen a lot over the net recently, is that Dr. Boyce Watkins has been putting up great, great work on entrepreneurship and financial intelligence and literacy classes across the net. So get a lot of our youth hooked on that. It's because either you're going to work for an entrepreneur, you're going to become, what I understand, the information in my source that I've seen is at home, particularly with this definitely things of the future, and a great portion of the gross national product of the dependent upon it. And this is why it's essential is control on economic resources, educational resources, and on political resources, because they are all interrelated. Cannot have one without the other. So, therefore, with the, how should I say, degradation of the imagery that they project of us as a people via social media, via Hollywood, via around the world, or the music, the industry, or the roles they have us playing in these ridiculous television shows and movies and things of that nature right there, to instill that we keep a low value of ourselves. It's because, as has been said before, if you don't want our people to know nothing, print it. And in this day of information, ladies and gentlemen, you can get great information about our people's accomplishments and about our people's resilience to oppression. And it's up to us to take care of us, is because these current times in history, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a state of emergency, and all we got is each other to get up out of this. So therefore, we have to change the mindset of our youth and their formative years to become self-reliant, to become self-sufficient, that these other groups of people have done. And this is what I've seen in the last 4 years, all up and down the West Coast, all through the country, major cities has going and is undergoing greatly this gentrification. Yeah, gentrification that they've are going, that I've seen all up and down the West Coast, from Portland, Oregon to Los Angeles, California, and especially in the Bay Area, where Silicon Valley is headquartered. And a lot of those ships are bringing in those materials from China and Asia, which the raw materials of the silicon and the cobalt, various other precious metals and essentials that are coming from the continent of Africa that is going into China and Asia. And the raw materials are where they're being constructed. This is why a lot of your cell phones, or you see made in China or somewhere in Asia, same thing with your laptops and what have you, Then these products are simply brought into the San Francisco Bay Area to be refined in Silicon Valley. And there's your Apple phones, your Samsungs, your Galaxies, your HPs, your Hewlett Packards, the same things with your Facebook, your Twitter, and whatnot. And this is a trillion-dollar industry. Now, it has been said, ladies and gentlemen, that throughout the years is that the tithes that has been collected, you know, in the black church, which exceeds billions of dollars annually on a collective basis. I do not understand why no one has came up with any innovation or any type of idea to simply for us to invest in our own industries and become innovative. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Carruthers out of Chicago, I believe, had given a lecture about Rutherford B. Hayes at the Mohawk Conference. I believe it was in the 1890s and somewhere on the East Coast, I believe in New York State. And they were talking about what to do in regard to the Negro as far as his function in American society at that time in the late 1880s, 1890s, and the turn of the 20th century. As you know, and great research has been done on a lot of black business people who cannot get patents due to discrimination and marginalization of African peoples here in the United States, where they cannot get credit for their tactics, their inventions, their innovation, and their ideas, and could not get copyrights, patents, or trademarks. And there are those who have posted lists. The infamous list we see, a list of African American inventors and whatnot from very various things, from dealing with the peanut, like Dr. George Washington Carver, to Garrett Morgan, to what have you. Also, to, you know, black bankers and what have you that he had over in San Francisco, the first black banker in California, a gentleman by the name of Ludersdorff. And they got a street named after him in San Francisco's financial district to this day. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're about halfway through our podcast tonight. We're inviting our callers to call in with their comments, questions, and concerns in regard to the Trump regime, and we're discussing the redundancy of the Trump administration. And in addition to, I find it very interesting is that it's very difficult for those to pretty much keep a job in his administration, is because I've seen a lot of changes in his personnel that he's had, and it's very, very interesting. And it's also that those who have supported him are kind of regretting that they did support him and endorse him. Then also, too, there have been comments about so-called divisions in, along various lines in the United States during the current fervor that's going on. And we're inviting people to call us in here at 646-564-9630. Please press 1 to speak live on air. I'm your host, Shabaka Sankara, and executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And we're coming to you tonight from Central Washington. The Mad Dr. D, our co-host, joins us from Oxnard, California. And moving right along. In regard to, it should be a wake-up call, ladies and gentlemen, for us to realize that the only thing that we could do now to save ourselves is turn to ourselves for our self-sufficiency. This is what these other groups have done who have entered the United States over 40 years and have advanced quite rapidly within a short span of time. And I would like to know just what is, you know, our excuse, and what can we do to make some progress on this? And I simply state that it's up to us to homeschool our youth, to plant the seeds in the next generations after us, to emphasize innovation, to emphasize self-sufficiency, educating ourselves, building our own businesses, getting our own political power. Now, I have stated on my post many of times is that these black politicians have let us down, and I was stated on air. They have done pretty much in the long run absolutely very little, but however, at our expense, other groups have greatly benefited from black mayors, black governors, black legislators, or even the black president. And once again, what type of message, you know, does this send to our youth, such as with these questionable police killings? And I recall when they had the situation down there in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they had showed the black community there at the city council chambers where a young child was crying and pleading with them, well, why are you killing all the grown-ups? You know, we black kids here are scared of our parents being murdered by the police. And then when these questionable shootings happen, and then they clear them. They don't even prosecute them. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, is that various other groups are emphasizing the Second Amendment rights. But it's very, very interesting that 50 years ago, when our people had emphasized their Second Amendment rights to protect themselves, you know, they were labeled criminals, and they themselves were victims of a very, very illegal operation called COINTELPRO. But it's very, very redundant and hypocritical of how this has been going on with us for the last 50 years. But however, ladies and gentlemen, which is even more sad, is of how in the last 25 years of how we as a people have allowed it and a lot of division amongst ourselves. So here, as we're getting ready to wind down our show tonight, definitely comment to us at Shabaka's Black Experience, enhanced on our like page. Also, too, you in about 2 weeks, you can inbox me, Shabaka Sankara, when my page is back up, when they lift a ban on me, on posted on Facebook. And also, too, we'll be discussing in the future all this censorship with social media and about how other groups from various sides, or how should I say, extreme sides of the political spectrum, are allowed to speak and state how they honestly feel, but we're not. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bid you a good night from Central Washington, and definitely inbox us in the future with your comments, questions, and concerns, and definitely please listen to the playbacks of our show. And what you could do is that you could just simply Google us on Blog Talk Radio, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and definitely check out some of our on-demand episodes. In addition to, in the future, and please inbox us if you have any community projects coming up anywhere within the black community, definitely let us know. We'll definitely get the word out there for you. Thank you so very, very much, ladies and gentlemen, for enjoying Shabaka's Black Experience in hand. Good night.